The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe Piscopo on the radio. This is the flagship station for all of Salem Media. Proud to be here. You know, I'm a broadcast junkie. I went to school for radio and television, and doing the radio show here, I do it with a... It's a great privilege for us to have this platform. I'm looking at the news, and I'm trying to make sense of it, and I feel I have to be totally honest with you, because that's the way I am organically. My mother always taught me to be honest right from the heart, and to a fault, you know, that's what I am. And I'm looking at the news here, and I'm shaking my head, and I can't believe where we are, you know, and they yell at us, those of us who believe it. And correct me if I'm wrong, because there's those of us in this country, and they say we're a divided country, and I think we are, but I think it's not as divided as they're making it out to be. There's those of us who believe in the United States of America, who believe in everything that we stood for, mistakes and everything, and we believe in one nation under God, okay? Then there are the, and I don't know if they're just a sliver of it, you know, the way, and again, forgive me for making the analogy, but I'm going to make it. It's like, you know, when the Nazi Party started in Germany, there were only a few million of them as compared to the rest of the population of Germany at the time, you know, in pre-war Germany. And it's amazing that the power that that Nazi Party had. So I feel like we're kind of like those of us who believe in America, and then there's that little sliver of people that want to shut down everything. They want no freedom of speech. They want, now you're going to see Joe Biden come up with more gun laws today. They're going to try to take away the Second Amendment. Everything that, all the tenets of socialism, which will lead to communism, that's the other part of the country. But I'm trying to think, even if it's a small sliver, like there were of the Nazi Party, they could, and because of that past history, you got to learn, they could take over, and apparently they have. I'm sitting here watching this stuff. And what breaks my heart, and I, from day one, you know the story. I was in Los Angeles for a little while. We moved there just for a little while to kind of play the L.A. game, which I never could do, you know. And but in the middle of it, an earthquake hit. I told you this before. And then I just said, man, this is crazy. And people were just, the people who needed help the most were the people who got hurt the most. And no one reached out to them. And I didn't, because I wasn't in the community. I said, what am I going to do? I felt guilty. I came home and I met some great mentors. And they said, you should try to give back to the stressed areas of New York. Crime was very high in the inner cities back in the day. All the carjackings were going on back in the day. And they said, Joe, why don't you go in and why don't you help out some of the inner cities throughout the state of New Jersey? And I did. And I met these children. I told you that story many, many times. And I saw in the eyes of these children myself there, but for the grace of God go I had my parents, I had my father to keep me straight, I had my mom as a beautiful example of how to live your life, you know. I had my family that came to America, that worked hard to get here, that told me how great America is. And but if it wasn't for my parents, you know, I could have gone astray like these young children in the inner cities. And it wasn't their fault. Their parents are incarcerated, their parents are drug addicted, and my heart went out to these kids. And we went and we helped. And you know what? A lot of the cities are turning around in New Jersey. I believe in the work that some of us have done. Not me, the big guys, that my mentors really did all the work. But I just kind of was trying to be a foot soldier in that fight against the injustice, the social injustice within the inner cities of Jersey. And around the rest of the country, walk Camden, was in Newark. And now these cities are doing pretty good in Jersey, so you gotta hand them that. Go to the borders. I see these kids in the border. It breaks my heart because I see these children. It's not unlike the inner cities of the United States. Why in the name of God, the politicians, why they won't help out the American kids. And my buddy Andrew Pollack, you know, Andrew, what a great guy. Great guy. And he said it. Kamala Harris is in Chicago. She's doing some kind of speech. And then a one-year-old got shot. Hey, New York City, the guy from Kansas City got shot. Apparently he's going to be okay. People are getting shot just by random fire. What in the name of God is going on? All the work that we did all those years ago helping out distressed areas, now you put people who I always believed in because I was a Democrat all those years, now they're in power. And look what's happening to this country. Look at what's happening in Portland. Look what's happening in New York City. Look at what's, look, they're trying to, and using the pandemic to shut us down. A disgrace. A disgrace. It is. And now go down to the border. And you see what's going on. And shame on the news media for not covering it like they should. They touch on it, then they run for the hills. And I remember distinctly AOC going down there doing I'm so concerned, you know, in the white outfit at the border because what Donald Trump has done, Donald Trump this, Donald Trump that. Hey, go down to the border now. Where is the news media? These kids are being, all those kids, and you look in the eyes of these children, it's not them. They got the cartels going in, you know, and running everything. And they get, and then they'll get those poor kids from there to the inner cities, and what will they serve? What life will they have in America that's better than Honduras, for God's sake? Oh, my Lord, somebody's got to step up and save this situation. I tell you what, and Joe Biden, whoever is pulling Joe Biden's strings, I don't know who it is. I keep telling you that. I'm not sure who it is. If it's China, all right, you know, you're winning. If it's China, you got to say respectfully to China, then you're winning. But if it's, who else is it for power and control? I don't think it is Barack Obama. Susan Rice, I don't think so. But it could be. Let me know, 877-970-2999, because I come before the microphone very frustrated that we're not dealing with real humanitarian problems in the inner cities of America and at the border of the United States of America. Larry Elder is going to join us, nationally syndicated radio talk show host, great guy, dear friend, and he is fired up. You don't want to miss Larry. He's out of the box flying, and Larry's on 8 and 10 p.m. right here on AM 970. The Answer. Tom Fitton is the guy that takes all of, we see what's happening, and you go, how are they getting away with it? Tom takes these organizations to court. He's got Judicial Watch has a petition for the DOJ to assign a special counsel to investigate the Biden family dealings abroad. Thank you, Tom Fitton. And we'll talk to Tom about that, president of Judicial Watch. How did they get away with it? You and I, you're a great person. I know what you do. I know how hard you work. Gosh, almighty, I'm right there with you. And yet the Bidens, they can do this. And I think, and I could see, they think it's the way it is. Hillary, and no hate, by the way, Barack Obama and the Biden, all those people, Pelosi, Nadler, and all these people, that Schiff, they're all, this is what they expect. They go, no, this is a business. They look at politics like a business, like a career. And they're going to make money off of it, and it's inexcusable. 12 minutes after 9. Hey, it's Judy on the phone. Hey, Judy from Brooklyn, how are you?
Hi, Joe. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I feel very strongly about guns and our right to defend ourselves, and I just want to say just a few words on it. It's very important. Sure. You know, a defensive weapon against an assault weapon, what I mean is a good guy with a gun takes out a bad guy with a gun, and unfortunately the bad guys always have the guns. But I want to tell you more than that. If we don't have a right to defend ourselves, then a country can become like a dictatorship. And I'll show you examples. Germany, Austria, they asked the people to give up their guns, and they did. And then you know the rest. It was like terrible, like the dictatorship and everything. And you had Venezuela. They took away their guns. You've got a dictatorship there. Cuba, on and on. We can't allow this country to turn into a Venezuela, Germany, whatever, and become a dictatorship with the bad guys running around, and we can't defend ourselves. It's really scary.
You're right. Judy, great phone call, and thank you so much. And you're absolutely right. When you look at what we call the tenets of socialism or even communism, it seems to be the playbook of the Democratic Party today. Am I too dramatic when I say that? Let me know. You call me and you let me know that I'm wrong, because I don't think I'm wrong, and they will. They'll take freedom of speech. They've got that with Facebook. You know, with Twitter and with Google, everybody's just shutting us down. You know that. We can't say what we want. I can't say what I want. I got to be careful what I say because they'll come after me. They'll go after the sponsors, you know, and I say it anyway, but that's me. You're not supposed to say it, you know, and then they'll go after our guns next. It's all a playbook. And Joe Biden is just a puppet. This false sincerity that Joe Biden has, by the way, and always seemed like a good guy to me. But what's bothering me about it is they think they have they're allowed to take advantage of us. You know, they're allowed to make money off of politics. They're allowed to take money from the outside, you know, for Burisma. His son's allowed to work. You know, they take this as an allowance of the world of politics, and it's not. And it's not. They no one thinks of it going in to just as public service. Hey, 877-970-2999. Let me just touch on this before we break, guys. A young boy killed in an early morning house fire in Newark. Rest his soul. Flames broke out shortly after 4:30 a.m. on Astor Place near Pennsylvania Avenue. Three adults and three children were reportedly rescued, so our hearts go out there. This MLB story, we'll touch on that with Larry Elder. Inexcusable. I do not understand why the MLB is pulling out of Georgia, yet they are now working with China. And they're not going to stop dealing with China. This is Rob Manfred has so misplayed this, and how he went in and why he went in and said this law in Georgia is a racist law. Larry will break it down. It's not a racist law. It's just it tightens the law. It makes it safer for African Americans to vote. It makes it safer for all of us to vote. Yet now Coca-Cola, Delta, all these companies are moving out. And, you know, it's so hypocritical because, as you heard Gordon Chang, what a great conversation with Gordon Chang, as always, this morning, though. My goodness gracious, they just don't care. They're going to work with China when China has Uyghur Muslims in what look like concentration camps, right? And Kieran Lawler said, as you heard Kieran Lawler say, they passed this $212 billion state budget with a tax hike, which taking federal tens of millions of dollars in federal money, they're taking that, yet they're still raising the taxes in New York, and that's why everyone is just running for the hills. So, just looking at some. Oh, and all about the border, you'll hear about that. All right, and we'll get to all the other news. Let me grab one phone call before we break, guys, if I can. Martha's calling from New York. Hi, Martha. What's on your mind?
Hi, Joe. Thank you for taking my call. Sure. I'm calling about, you were asking for people who might have an insight on the situation with the border, and yeah. I do, I believe. I attended a world summit at the United Nations on Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, and one of the things they talked about, and you can find it on the internet if you just put it in, under United Nations Sustainable Development on Migration, is that they are interested in taking down borders so that they have what they call equality, economic equality among all people. And I believe these corporations that are against Georgia and many of the players that are involved in the Democrat Party are all a part of this, along with China. Remember, China is in control of the World Health Organization.
Yeah.
And they have entrenched themselves like a growing cancer throughout all the various organizations in the United Nations. So I truly believe that this plan is part of the sustainable development of the United Nations to establish really a one world government, and they have plans for evacuating 3/4 of the landmass of the earth under the pretense of climate change and protecting the environment, and putting people in 1/4 of the landmass of the earth in high rise apartment buildings, yeah, and controlling where they go to work, what they do. It's really a very serious thing, and everybody should go on the internet and read everything that they put out openly about Agenda 21. Thank you.
Agenda choice. Thank you, Martha. Well, I love. Yeah, we're so informed. That's what I like when you call. You know, you're so informed. Hey, Andrew Giuliani just checked in. He is a friend. What a great kid. Great kid. Just a star in his own right. Andrew, welcome to the show, man. You are so kind. I didn't want to bother you this morning, but everybody's talking about you running for governor. Lee Zeldin jumped on the air. We wanted to get the word, and you're very, very kind to call. First of all, how are you? And welcome to the program, my friend.
And it's a never, ever a bother to get a call from Joe Piscopo. The only thing was, yesterday I just saw Chris Farley trending and not Joe Piscopo. That's the only thing I was disappointed about, you know?
That's your guy, Chris Farley, man. Hey, Andrew, you look great. I'm so happy for you guys, you know. And did you get a chance to relax after that wild ride down at the White House? And thank you for your service, by the way. I know how close you were in getting this country on track, you know. Did you get a break at all, Andrew, if I may ask?
Yeah, you know, I went down to Florida for a few weeks afterwards, and it actually was one of the things that started to get me thinking about, look, how can we save New York? I saw so many New Yorkers down there that were talking about, you know, we need to bring New York back, or I'm moving down here for good. Yeah. That's why I think in 22, we got a chance to win it back. I'm afraid by 26, all of our New York voters might be in Florida by then. And so this is our window, Joe, you know?
Yeah. So, Andrew, so you're thinking about, now Lee Zeldin came on. He's in. We know he's in. Yeah. And we don't, now there may be other folks going in. But can you want to break some news, or you just want to tell us what you're feeling about the gubernatorial race on the GOP side going up against what will probably be Andrew Cuomo for governor of New York, Andrew?
Sure. And how interesting would a Giuliani Cuomo race be? But I am strongly considering it. There's a meeting in Albany on April 19th with all the county chairs. I look forward to pitching my case to them. And by the end of the month, I'll have a decision. So I don't have a decision now. I'm currently working at Newsmax and have loved going on air. It's been absolutely great. You know, I've kind of lived my entire life in my father's shoes, growing up in politics and working in politics. It's great to kind of live a little time in my mother's shoes. She was a journalist and anchor for so long. To be in this fight. It's so great to continue to stay in this fight as we're being censored more and more, Joe. So, I'm strongly considering it. I am concerned for New York. I've had some donors reach out. They weren't too satisfied with the candidates they had heard up until this point. And I've been getting people to urge me to do it. So, look, I'm thinking about it. I'll have a decision by the end of the month.
All right. And you're going before the county chairs. That's a big move. That's a big move. Those are the folks. You're going before the county chairs in Albany, you said, Andrew.
Absolutely. I think we'll have a bunch of prospective candidates up there. It'll be good. I'm sure there'll be some good, healthy discussion. And look, the thing is, I think, and this is so important to remember, you know, we all want to help New York, and we all want the mission, which is to actually see New York become the great state that it once was, that it was under the Giuliani and Pataki years. You know, it can be so again. Seeing this recent budget, it's an absolute abomination. So I'm really looking forward to making my case, and we'll see how the meeting ends up going, and I'll know by the end of April whether or not I'll be in or not.
Andrew, you're the best, man. Thanks for calling. Hey, and listen, 5 to 7, is that what it is? 5 to 7 on Newsmax, is that right?
Saturday's 5 to 7 on the count. I'll be going on all day, though. I think I'll be getting the same question. So this is a good little sparring session with you and me here, Joe. So this is good. Although I don't know if they've been on Saturday Night Live, or even, like, I guess Spicer's been mocked on Saturday Night Live. So I can have that little back and forth with them. But
it is good. Andrew, listen, you got to come back. We just wanted to get the word, and we appreciate you always checking in. Give Dad a big hug, and we wish you all the very, very best. I love you, man. I love to your beautiful bride, and you're a good friend, and thank you for serving this country in such a stellar fashion, Andrew. You did a great job down there, my brother.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate that. I love you, too. And you're not too bad for a Jersey guy, I got to tell you.
Thanks, Andrew. Give my love. Thank you, my friend. Andrew Giuliani right there. Will Andrew run? I don't know. Getting exciting in New York. Debbie Duhame's out there. Larry Elder's coming up. It's 9:23 on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, Joe. The Meadowbrook northbound getting up toward M3, getting up through East Garden City. Watch out for an accident. Traffic slowing down at 15 northbound getting up through Lafayette with construction in Jersey, and 22 westbound of Vauxhall Road in Union. It's some ongoing left lane construction there as well. Remember, alternate side parking rules are in effect. Problems on the Grand Central Parkway east at the Clearview with a crash, and the LIE west at Maurice Ave, an accident there as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, you know, Larry Elder's coming up. Larry and I had the privilege of working with Pete and Seth Talbot out in Seattle last year, and we had a great time. And we both believe in Relief Factor. Relief Factor will get rid of your pain. And I said, we were at the warehouse. We met all the good people at Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are up there. The families are up there. I went to Seth's house. We had the best time. Good people. And they are on a mission to get you out of pain. And they came up with Relief Factor, 100% drug-free. You know, they got the botanical ingredients. It's a combination, very powerful combination of fish oil and botanical ingredients that stops your body's inflammation from four different pathways. I'm telling you, got to at least try it. This is Seth's idea. You know what Seth's idea is? The three-week quick start for only $19.95. This formula is trusted by thousands that have had the same problems as you and I, all right? So get yourself out of pain. Get yourself out of pain like me and like Larry Elder and Seb Gorka. We know about Relief Factor, and we want you to be pain-free. The three-week quick start, it's only $19.95. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call, please, 800-500-8384.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
Joining us is Councilman Ben Kellis. What do you think about the labor movement post-Janus? What are you hearing?
I've spoken to public service labor unions all over the city and state, and they are telling me that they are stronger than ever. Members of labor know what's at stake, and they're not falling for any of the stuff that's coming out of Washington. They know that Janus was an attack on labor, and frankly, they know that no one's looking out for them other than their labor union. So I see folks getting more involved. And I think that if labor members get involved in their unions, I think that you can define who will be the next president of the United States of America, the next mayor of the city of New York, the next borough president in Manhattan, and the next council members, because everything's up for grabs in 2020 and 2021.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd at a new time, Saturday afternoon at 2:30 and again at 9 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, and Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, Larry Elder's coming up. I want to tell you about My Slippers. We're all so excited about My Slippers, right? They're spectacular. I have them. I never wear slippers. It's spectacular. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. My Slippers are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. They're made with MyPillow foam impact gel to help prevent fatigue, made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering you 40% off on the new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable. You want to get some for the whole family. I was just talking to Mike Gallagher about it. Unbelievable. And I'm going to talk to Larry about it. Larry knows. The My Slippers from Mike Lindell. You've got to check these out. 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code Joe P. You'll also get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, and MyPillow towel sets. Check out My Slippers, the best I've ever had. I can't even tell you how great they are. Go to MyPillow.com, please. Remember the promo code Joe P.
Larry Elder, tonight at 8 and 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Say no more. Here's Larry Elder right now. He is so popular. People love this guy so much. Speak from his heart. He is a longtime friend, and I am proud to bring him to the airwaves. Mr. Larry Elder. Larry, welcome to the program, my friend.
Super Joe, you know I love coming on your show, and you know I always come on with a complaint. Hey, everybody, Larry Elder's coming up. I want to talk to you about my slippers. Hey, everybody, Larry Elder's coming up. I want to talk to you about my slippers. How about a little pause there, just to break it up a little bit? Just a little bit.
Did you get
them?
And
by the way, these slippers are quite good. You know, if you saute them in butter, they make a good midday snack.
They are
great. Mike, yeah, I'm telling you.
Did you get them yet? You could listen. You can wear them with your robe, rage on Instagram. You know, you can
right.
put them my slippers
well,
on.
Well, come Joe,
on.
I know it's your show. You know, I'm going to come on and take it over, Joe. the Derek Chauvin trial. You got a take on it? You got a take yet? What's your gut?
You know what? Gut feeling. I'm so pro law enforcement. I love law enforcement. This right. cop, I thought, was so errant and so out of place. What he did, it looked like Floyd. Look, Floyd was a lifelong criminal. We know that. But to do what they did, they did not. He didn't need to put the knee on the neck. I don't think,
right,
Larry.
Right.
Give us your take,
now,
sir, please.
Now, let's put aside what I think should happen. What I think is right. I just want to talk to you about what I think will likely happen. And I said this yesterday on my show. I said there's reasonable doubt all over the place here. You got a guy who's bigger than the cop. You got a cop who didn't come on the scene until two officers were wrestling with the guy. You got a guy full of drugs. He was foaming at the mouth when they took him out of the car. He was saying, "I can't breathe," before they put him on the ground. You got a crowd yelling epithets at the cops, calling all sorts of names. One guy in the crowd, by the way, which came out a couple of days ago, Joe, had to be restrained by another guy in the crowd. Now, I have no idea what Derek Chauvin is looking at, thinking of right now, but one of the expert witnesses on cross-examination, and keep in mind the defense hasn't been on yet, one of the experts agreed that the idea is to look calm, have a blank expression, look like you're in control, because many times people are saying, this guy looks so menacing. He didn't care. He had an expression on his face. He's supposed to have the expression. This guy conceded this on cross-examination. Now, all I'm saying is this, Joe. If I'm one of the 12 people in the jury, I'm looking at this and I'm saying, is my job to convict this guy beyond a shadow of it, beyond a reasonable doubt into a moral certainty? And I got all these concerns. That's all I said yesterday. I get these hostile calls. I said, wait. You're the same guys who, O.J. Simpson case, a mountain of evidence, blood everywhere. The man did everything but leave his business card at the crime scene, and you're telling me he's innocent? You're that same guy? I'm sorry. You have foreclosed your ability to reason and to think and connect the dots. I'm sorry. Don't say crap to me.
Yeah.
It's a little emotional on that.
Larry, listen, you can do it. It's hard for me to say it because I know how police officers every single day, they go, listen, you go on a domestic violence call, you take your life in your hands if you're a cop nowadays.
And Joe, they fire all four of them within 2 days? Ever heard of something called due process? I mean, I get it. But my goodness, how about a few hearings?
Yeah.
You know, I'm out here in California. I'm in Riverside. And I think it was late 90s, I can't quite remember. There was a black teenager, Joe, in a car in Riverside. Car is running. There's the gun in the front seat right next to her. She's in the driver's seat. Her cousins call or relatives call the police because they can't get into the car. She's at a gas station. Car is running. Gun's there. She's just dazed out. I guess she's on drugs. Mm. Police show up.
Yeah.
To try to revive her because you can't rescue her until you remove the threat, remove the gun. So they shake the car. She doesn't wake up. They blast her horn. She doesn't wake up. They shine lights in her face. She doesn't wake up. Finally, they agree to break the back window, get the gun, and then hopefully attend to her. They break the back window. She grabs the gun. The four officers light her up. Hit her 40 times. You can do that within a matter of seconds, of course.
Yeah.
The officers are fired summarily. The cops are found not guilty. The arbitrator rules that the cops never should have been fired and they should have been reinstated with back pay. I'm not saying it's going to happen here. All I'm saying is, how about a little bit of due process over here?
Yeah, well, what really is upsetting about the whole thing is that they burned down cities across the country.
And they're
making this guy Floyd. And correct me if I'm wrong, Larry. Because listen, I feel for the guys on drugs. I personally feel, and I'm so pro law enforcement, that it was wrong what this guy
right.
Chauvin did. And I think he should pay for it because he makes all cops look bad, for God's sake. But in the name of goodness gracious, to riot and to burn down that Wendy's, you know what it's like to get a Wendy's, become a Wendy's franchisee? You're going to get it. You're excited about it. You put it in your community. Why are you burning it down? That's the one thing I don't understand. And also this, Lyman, you told me this from day one. You said the facts that cops are just shooting black people is that's an errant. That's not real. That's not a fact.
No. It's a big fat lie, and it's a lie that's getting people killed. I mean, there have been many studies, and if anything, it shows the cops are more hesitant, more reluctant to use deadly force on blacks than on whites, even on Hispanics. It is a lie. And the reason it's so damaging is that what it does, if I'm a young black man, I'm hearing all this crap from Obama to Al Sharpton telling me the cops are engaging in systemic racism, I get pulled over. Why should I cooperate?
Yes. Yeah, why
should I follow your instructions?
You're right.
You're the enemy. Who the hell are you? I'm not going to do what you tell me. And then something goes from nothing into something when it didn't have to.
Larry, tell us about Atlanta. I mean, it's what's happening. The MLB moving out of Atlanta.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on.
Let's move the All-Star game out of a town that's 50% black and put it in a town that's 9% black and cause the local economy of Atlanta to lose $100 million. That'll show them. You know what? Here's what gets me. This is insulting to me. My parents, as you know, Joe, are from the South. Jim Crow South. My mom's from Huntsville, Alabama. My dad is from Athens, Georgia. My dad born in 1915. My mom born in 1925. You're talking about Jim Crow South. And when Joe Biden says, this is not Jim Crow, this is Jim Eagle. By the way, he never says bald eagle. Jim Eagle. This is worse than literacy tests, where blacks were told, okay, if you can pass a literacy test that a PhD from Harvard couldn't pass, to illiterate people, you can vote. This is worse than the grandfather clause that said if your grandfather could vote, you could vote. And, of course, grandfathers couldn't vote, therefore they couldn't vote. This is worse than poll taxes requiring dirt poor people to pay a tax before they can vote. This is worse than that. That's insulting. And the fact that black people don't go, F you, Joe, I'm tired of being – how are you picking your finger and putting it in my nose and pulling me around every time you want votes and power? Every damn thing is racism. You got Mayor Pete saying roads and bridges were racist. I mean, I'm going to get a map telling me to walk so I don't, as I go off Highway 101 so I don't step on somebody. I mean, this is insane, Joe. Racism has never been a smaller a factor in American life. I can go from something to nothing as a black person in America faster than any country that's ever been invented in all of human history. And they're bitching and moaning like this. And by the way, you know who could do something about this? Obama. Obama could give a speech. He could say, you know what? I got a greater percentage of the white vote than John Kerry did, by the way. And if it weren't for all the white people voting for me, I never could become president. In fact, in 2007, Gallup found that only 5% of Americans would not vote for a black guy, Joe. 11% would not vote for a female, talking about Hillary. 24% would not vote for a Mormon, talking about Mitt Romney. And 42% would not vote for John McCain because he was too old. So Obama had a smaller hurdle than these white politicians. So if Obama really cared about America, as opposed to power for his party, he would say what I just now said. The polls do not show that the police are killing blacks. The polls show, if anything, the police are pulling back. The number one problem facing the black community is the absence of fathers. Far and away, Obama could say that, change the whole debate. He has not done it because the man is not a statesman. He's a politician. And I find it disgusting, Joe.
Larry Elder for governor of California. Come on, man. Come on, man. This is it. Come on, man. You can go in there. Larry, you should do it. You're the guy. This is brilliant.
Joe,
people
I,
love
I,
it.
I
you didn't... come on this show, everybody. I'm telling you. I'm going to send you to my pillow slippers. I'm telling you. You're going to love them.
Joe, so many people have asked me to run for governor of California.
Yeah, yeah.
I put it like this. I've gone from hell no to no. How's that?
Larry, I love you, man. Thank
I love you.
You
too, Joe.
I can't wait to see you again, my friend. God bless you. God bless you.
You. It,
that's,
bro. Take care.
That's the one, the only. Yes, sir. God bless you too, Larry Elder. Larry Elder at 8 o'clock and 10 p.m. right here on AM 970. The Answer. Google Larry Elder. He, you know what? He's a great author. Wrote some great books. They just got to go Larry Elder, check out his books. And I'm going to send him because he's busted my chops. Because I can see Larry Elder's name about to come on the air. And I'm telling them about my pillow slippers, which are spectacular, by the way. I think we better send Larry some slippers. If Mike Lindell didn't do it already, you're going to love them. Hey, 937, Tom Fitton standing by. He's the president of Judicial Watch right here on AM 970 The Answer. Al's got the headline news live and local on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
54 degrees at 9:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The Jersey Shore is raising autism awareness. The Monmouth Ocean Foundation for Children will host its first annual 5K run to raise money for the Development and Achievement Academy. The academy is aimed at helping people who have autism who are 21 and older, promoting their growth and education. The event will be held April 18th, and people who sign up will also have the option to participate in a two-mile walk rather than running. The shift to online shopping is starting to rapidly increase. A new report from the MasterCard Economics Institute shows consumers around the world spent $900 billion more at online retailers in 2020 compared to the prior two-year trend. About one out of every $5 spent on retail globally was purchased online last year, compared to one out of every seven in 2019. The report notes that grocery stores and discount retailers will see the biggest and longest-lasting change to online shopping, as they also had the most room for growth in online retail before the pandemic. In sports, Yankees lost to the Orioles in 11 innings, 4-3. Mets crushed by the Phillies, 8-2. Knicks lost to the Celtics, 101-99. And the Nets blew out the Pelicans, 139-111. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's take a ride to the Garden State Parkway northbound, getting up toward 116. It looks like an accident just about cleared. You're slowing down over on the New Jersey Turnpike. The truck lanes north, getting up toward exit 9 with construction going on till 3 this afternoon. Let's go to Route 15 northbound, getting up through Lafayette. That's road work. Inbound GWB 15. Lincoln Tunnel, you're waiting about 5 minutes. Holland, about 5 minutes, getting into town as well. We're still seeing some volume this morning as you take a spin over to the westbound side of the belt. That's slowing down, getting right out toward Kennedy Airport. Volume on the LIE westbound out by Maurice Avenue, getting out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel with a collision being cleared. And over on the Grand Central Parkway eastbound, right at the Clearview, it's an accident blocking one lane. Traffic still moving slowly westbound BQE, getting down toward the Williamsburg Bridge. Checking in on the forecast, sunny today, high of 67. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Quicken. Presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can.
Hey, Joe on the radio, telling you about Rhino Shield because I love Susan. Susan is spectacular. You know, she's the only woman representative for Rhino Shield throughout America, and she is an independent businesswoman, and she came out to the house with my kids, and we picked what color we want, and we Rhino Shielded my house. And up that Rhino Shield, it's a ceramic coating, right? Looks like paint, but it seals and waterproofs your house and building and bonds completely to wood, to brick, to stucco, to aluminum, to vinyl, to block. Rhino Shield comes in any color, has insulating, soundproof qualities, guaranteed to never crack, chip, peel, or mold for 25 years. One person will come out to your house. It is meticulous, it is fun, and you'll never have to worry about painting your house for 25 years. Now, Susan is offering you no payments, no interest financing for an entire year. Call for a free estimate. You're going to love Susan. What a great gal. And I'll tell you, the product is spectacular. It's the only thing I don't have to worry about in my house. I swear to goodness, I got somebody coming out, something with the bathroom, something with the shower, always something. Not with Rhino Shield. Rhino Shield, for 25 years, you have a guarantee, and now you have no payments, no interest financing for an entire year, and a free estimate from Susan. 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
Why is God being systematically removed from American life?
The death of religion in this country is the death of America as we know it.
In America, America, God shed his grace on thee. Nick Searcy considers our country's religious roots with smart people like Dennis Prager, Richard Grinnell, and the late Herman Cain, and makes you laugh along the way.
Yeah, I'd like to speak to Representative Omar, or her husband or brother or whatever.
Stream it on your phone, tablet, or TV. Go to salemnow.com, promo code MikeG. SalemNow.com, promo code MikeG.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
Joe on the radio telling you about Michael's of Brooklyn. They're operating at 50% capacity by reservation only. Here's the number, 718-998-7851. You got that? 718-998-7051. You got to go to Michael's of Brooklyn. Avenue R and Nostrand says spectacular food. The ambiance is great. The authenticity of the Italian-American experience, it's right there on Avenue R and Nostrand. Pick up the sauce as you listen around the country. Check out Michael's of Brooklyn at your supermarket. Go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com. But if you're local, you have got to go to Michael's of Brooklyn. Fred is there, and Johnny's there, and Michael's there, and Marianne is there. The family is there. You'll have the meal of a lifetime, and you're going to going to love the clientele. Everybody's according to the CDC guidelines. It's all safe and sound. They're at 50% capacity, but you got to call. Would you please call Michaels of Brooklyn? 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. I'm so proud to tell you about Michaels of Brooklyn. They've been with us since day one, and they are family, and they will be your family. 718-998-7851. Michaels of Brooklyn, the only place for authentic Italian since 1964.
The Eric Metaxas Show, tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
The man, he's the president of Judicial Watch, kind enough to join us on the program. Hey, Tom, we so appreciate when you join us, man. Thank you so much. A good morning to you, my friend.
Hey, good to be with you again, Joe. Thank you.
Well, thanks for fighting. As I said earlier, it gets so frustrating. I see what's happening in Washington, and we all shake our heads, Tom Fitton, and we go, what are we going to do? You actually do something about it, and God bless you for that, man. Now, Hunter Biden, it's like, what? I can't believe it. When I'm watching the interview, and you listen, and I feel for him, but he looks like he's being enabled by the mainstream media, enabled because he was indeed an addict. I mean, what are we going to do about his ties to China and his father's ties to China? Are they bought and sold? And what is Judicial Watch doing about it, Tom, if we may?
Well, we're doing our own independent investigation. But the question is the Justice Department, Joe, which is already investigating Biden, who's been protecting him, but investigating him in theory, are they going to follow the rules and appoint a special counsel, meaning someone who they bring in from the outside, who's independent of Merrick Garland and other Bush appointees at the Justice Department, to investigate Hunter Biden, the president's son? You know, he's admitted, in addition to accidentally smoking Parmesan cheese, he's essentially admitted that the laptop is probably his. You know, he pretends maybe it was stolen, whatever, but he doesn't deny it. And, you know, on that laptop, reportedly, and other documents and testimony or evidence shows, not only was he involved in shady dealings with Ukraine and China and such, but it benefited his father. And so there's no way the Justice Department can investigate Hunter Biden without investigating his father or asking questions about his father. And that's why we need a special counsel. You may recall 4 years ago, we had a special counsel about 3 minutes after Trump was elected. Here we have an ongoing investigation into a son that began before Biden was elected, and still this corrupt city pretends nothing's happening, and there's been zero pressure for a special counsel other than from Judicial Watch.
It's so true, Tom Fitton. What about Bobulinski? Where's this guy Bobulinski? He seems so credible. That just went away. Tom, it just went away. I mean, you think that is the DOJ maybe talking to him by chance?
Maybe, but I think the FBI may have already talked to him. But he's implicated Biden, Joe Biden, directly in Hunter Biden's business schemes, showing that Joe Biden, certainly providing evidence Joe Biden isn't telling the truth about his involvement. This is why we have the special counsel regulation. The regulation is if people think that the Justice Department can't fairly administer an investigation because of an appearance of a conflict of interest, you appoint a special counsel. Does anyone think that there's not an appearance of a conflict of interest to have Joe Biden's direct reports, such as Attorney General Garland, run an investigation? Of course not.
And here Hunter Biden with Ukraine, and then with it seems like his dad's just protecting him. And you know what's bothersome, Tom Fitton, if I may, and you know this better because you're down there. It's like they just have this. I was saying they have an allowance. They feel like, well, this is my privilege to be able to do this as a politician. I could take all this ancillary money in from the outside because this is what I do. And I could see it in Joe Biden's face. It's like they don't know that they're doing anything wrong. Am I right? It's just the way things are run in the swamp. Yes.
Oh yeah. I mean, you know, a family member's benefiting from the office of the politician, you know, that's obviously something that happens all the time.
Yeah.
You know, in the case of Biden, though, it was more direct. The evidence was more direct. And when you have foreign governments giving money to the son or daughter of a vice president, in the case of Joe Biden at the time, that's bribery too. That's potential bribery, too. I don't need to give money to you, Joe. I can give money to your spouse. I can give money to your children.
Yeah,
I can give money to family members. and take care of you directly through that regard, by that process. That's as much a bribery as giving you a check yourself.
Yeah. How are you feeling about Merrick Garland, the AG, Tom Fitton? What are your feelings about this guy?
I think he's going to be a weak attorney general. We're already seeing that with his failure to appoint a special counsel. I didn't think he was as sharp as I was expecting at his hearing, and he just mouthed left-wing platitudes. The question is, who's going to be around him? There are some real radicals that Biden is putting forward to be his number two and other top deputies, they make AOC seem like sensible in some regards.
Oh, man. Tom Fitton, we look to you. Tom's president of Judicial Watch, kind enough to join us this morning. We look to you when you get out there, say, I'm bringing a lawsuit, and we go and we cheer you on because it's what we want to do. Where's Durham? Where's this guy in Connecticut? I was at the dentist yesterday, and he's a good guy, my dentist, and he goes, where's this Durham guy? I don't know. I go, Tom Fitton's on the show tomorrow. I'll ask him. What happened with that, and will that just plain go away?
I think it's going to go away. I think we're going to get another report. But who knows? Maybe there'll be another prosecution or two. The first prosecution wasn't all that great. It was a low-level, relatively speaking, a low-level official in the FBI.
Yeah.
But it confirmed there was criminal activity with the targeting of Trump and his team. Mm. So Durham's a big fail in many regards. And, we don't need another report. We need prosecutions.
Yeah, it's so true. Tom, before we let you go, sir, there are now allegations of sexual abuse in a San Antonio facility housing border children. Will Judicial Watch conduct an investigation into these allegations?
Oh, we're already down there. We're already down in the border.
Wow.
We have investigators down there this week. It's no surprise. This happened during the Obama administration. When you've got out-of-control border, it enables and encourages criminal activity associated with human trafficking, which always involves sexual abuse. Biden's responsible.
Yeah. And is that an impeachable offense, do you think, Tom?
When a president refuses to enforce the law and destroys our border, it is potentially impeachable. We learned during Trump, impeachment is what the majority of the House wants to do. And if the majority of the House wanted to impeach Biden, they'd be well within their rights, given his assault on immigration law, an assault we haven't seen in a generation.
Tom Fitton is the man, president of Judicial Watch. Tom, thanks for the fight, and thanks for always taking the time to join us. We really, you give us some hope there, Tom, and we appreciate that very much, my friend.
You're welcome, Joe. Thank you.
Thank you. Tom Fitton right there, president of Judicial Watch, fighting the fight for you. 10 minutes before 10 o'clock, 9:50 right now on AM 970. The answer, here comes Debbie Duhame. It's going to be a beautiful day in New York anyway. Deb, how are we doing traffic-wise? And thank you so much.
Thank you, Joe. Enjoy the gorgeous day today. And let's see what's happening on the island. Southern State westbound getting out toward Bethpage State Parkway into North Massapequa. Watch out for an accident there. Traffic is still slowing down on the eastbound belt up by Cropsey Avenue. They're doing some road work, and that's what's causing the delay. Still seeing volume on the Grand Central Parkway eastbound out by the Clearview with the collision being cleared. And the westbound Grand Central right at the LIE, right at Kew Gardens. Watch for a collision over there as well. We're seeing delays on the LIE west out by Maury Avenue. So it's an accident in the right lane trying to get out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. That is causing quite a delay. 80 eastbound in Parsippany. Looks like an accident there was just cleaned up. 22 westbound at Vauxhall Road in Union. They're doing some road work over there. And watch for some construction as well over on 84 eastbound getting out toward the Newburgh Beacon Bridge. It looks like some slow moving maintenance vehicles there causing the delay. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Let's talk about Balance 7, a breakthrough supplement that will jumpstart your journey to greater health. Do you suffer from heartburn, acid reflux, arthritis, or you're looking for more energy? This all-natural lemon-flavored product is exactly what you need. Balance 7 helps your body regain its pH balance, allowing it to fire up your immune system to help fight against sickness and disease. Join me for a 3-day health challenge, all right? Most people find that within 3 days of drinking Balance 7, they begin to have more energy, greater clarity of thought. They feel healthier overall. Don't miss out on feeling great, take the 3-day health challenge. Order your 1-month supply at balance7.com. Put in code word Joe. Save $10 and receive free shipping. Balance 7 has sold over 6 million units worldwide. Try Balance 7 risk-free with their empty bottle guarantee. If you don't feel that Balance 7 is working for you, just send the empty bottle back for a full refund. Save now with the code word Joe. That's balance7.com. Save $10 plus free shipping with the code word Joe.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Valerie Smaldone, host of Bagels and Broadway, Sunday at 2. On this week's show, the creator of a very unique theater company where the immersive experience is phoned in to the ticket buyer, Evan Nyden from Candlehouse Collective, joins me. Also a favorite on the program, restaurateur Jody Scaravella from Enoteca Maria, preparing for an eventual reopening, and a new pizza place in Boston that may just be worth the road trip. All that and more on Bagels and Broadway, Sunday at 2.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Mostly sunny and pleasant today with a high of 69, but much cooler along the coast. Partly cloudy tonight, low 48, 41 to 45 are the cooler suburbs of northwest New Jersey and the Hudson Valley. Tomorrow, more clouds than sun with a high of 60 to 64, 50s at the coast. And for Saturday, any sun will give way to clouds with a high of 63, 50s along the coast. AM 970, the answer.
Thank you, Joe Lundberg. Joe Piscopo telling you about Route 22 Toyota. Here's the number, 855-621-9949, 855-621-9949. Alex Kinsella, the whole team is standing by. By the way, they're staying safe, wearing masks, socially distanced on everything when you go over to the state-of-the-art service center, when you go over to this incredible showroom, and they're fogging vehicles, which I love. But the deals that you get for qualified buyers, when I tell you 0% interest up to 5 years, when I tell you 0% interest or zero down leases, that is the smart way to buy. If you call 855-621-9949, get your car serviced at this spectacular state-of-the-art service center. You got to see at Route 22 Toyota, and the showroom is to die for. I'm telling you, this is as good as it gets, and you'll be treated like Al, like my sister Carol, like my buddy Captain Frank. Everybody who goes to Route 22 Toyota, they tell me how great Alex and the team is. This is from my friend Iggy Giuffre. We love Iggy. Give a call now, please. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota. And it's right there, conveniently located on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Is that it? Is that Joe Sebilia? Is that it? We got anything else? All right.
Brace yourself for tomorrow. That's all I can say.
Oh, boy. Look out now. Look out. We're ready. It's a Friday tomorrow. Yay! You know, it's Holocaust Remembrance Day in Israel. In Israel, we acknowledge that. I was at Yad Vashem. I was there at the Holocaust Memorial in Israel with my son Joey many years ago, and it just sears your heart, and it just breaks your heart, because you know why? it can happen again. You got to be careful and never forget. Never forget the Holocaust. Please teach it in school. Oh, my Lord, teach it in school. And our hearts go out to all those 6 million lives lost during the Holocaust in the Second World War. 9:57, Joe on the radio. Here comes Mike Gallagher. You think we're just getting started. Where do you hear Mike, baby? He's on. And you got to listen to Larry, Seb Gorka, Dennis Prager, Charlie Kirk, and everybody. Kevin McCullough tonight. Hey, Joe, great show, my friend. Thank you for the hard work
that
you're doing.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We appreciate you, man. And Alan, Albert, Al, right? Albert, thank you very much.
Alan.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
What's new, Al?
Caller.
The guy over there.
Alan King.
Don't start. Don't start with me. Not Fat Slop. You are a great guy, Al, and we appreciate it very much. Debbie, thank you as well. Hey, thanks for listening. Make it a great day, because you deserve it.